We're the Smoky Mountain Sirens from right here in Asheville.
Hear the sirens, hear the unknown, hear them basking in your dismay. Hear the sirens, hear the unknown, the last thing they say is our name.
The three women of the Smoky Mountain Sirens all had other things happening in music when they came together in 2019. They started, like a lot of bands, covering other artists' songs in local bars.
It was like, oh God, I just felt like selling your souls for a while.
But with the pandemic, guitarist Amy Jacob Oliver, bassist Ashley Rose, and drummer Eliza Hill committed to writing and moving forward with their own songs. And with the return of live shows, the Sirens have become one of Asheville's most talked about newer bands. They filled the parking lot last Friday for an outdoor show at Fleetwood's. With Oliver and Rose sharing lead vocals, the Sirens are reminiscent of the Riot Girl sounds of Sleater-Kinney. Oliver said she feels more inclined to write socially charged lyrics for the Sirens than she does in the more established surf punk band she plays in called Harriers of Discord, in which she is the only woman.
I try really hard not to single myself out as like a woman. I try not to sexualize myself, but I really want to have a voice for people that are growing up. And I just see a lot of people kind of trampling over women trying to speak out, and we're not done with that fight yet, and I want to be a part of it.
For Rose, who has performed alone as a singer-songwriter since her teens, living out her alter ego through the Smoky Mountain Sirens is both a long-held dream and one she held herself back from.
The whole reason I wanted to start a band and do all that is because I was playing acoustic covers, like request-based stuff, for almost 17 years, and I was just burnt out. Always wanted to be in like a really intense, fun band where I can relate to everything and write what I want to write and play what I want to play, and I never had that.
Hill played drums for 10 years in the Asheville funk rock band Andrew Scotchy and the River Rats. She first formed the Smoky Mountain Sirens with Rose, who knew Oliver from working together at a local musical instrument store.
Amy wrote a bunch of cool, like, anthemic punk songs about conversations that we've all had and experiences that we've all had and issues that we all share, and we all liked it and identified with it.
Before you start losing, no need to be afraid. We're all on the same page. All that's just the way it starts out, and I'll eat your heart out.
As it happens so often in Nashville's music scene, each member of the trio is actively involved in other musical projects, including another band they're all part of called Bombay Gasoline. But in their quick life as the Smoky Mountain Sirens, they see an avenue for their future they haven't otherwise experienced.
We all have a lot in common, but we're all really different.
Really different. It actually took a lot of work. Yeah. Like, we've actually gone through a lot as a band, like, personally, socially, musically, to, like, get to the point where we are now, and I consider us in a place of, like, still building that.
Smoky Mountain Sirens hope to spend time in a studio and have some music out to the masses by the end of the year. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.